Welcome back to Money News right around the country. Tell you what, there's been more evidence coming out in the federal court. This is the action that's been taken by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, which is right now suing Westpac for market manipulation. There's a separate case also in this same situation, which is being undertaken against the ANZ. Now, in this particular case, what you've got is more evidence coming out that the bank bill swap rate. Now, if you're in small business, you'd understand this implicitly, but there is a rate on which your loan pricing is based. That is the bank bill swap rate. Now, what happens is that depending on what industry you're in, you might be, you know, 2 basis or 50 basis points, 100 basis points, 200 basis points above the bank bill swap rate. So in other words, you pay 2% above where that rate is. But the question is whether the banks have deliberately tried to push up that bank bill swap rate higher so that they would make more money. And that's the allegation of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission. Well, today, as I say, some of the emails and some of the text messages that have come out from the participants in those money markets have been quite revealing. Jonathan Shapiro is covering it for the Australian Financial Review. He joins me now. Many thanks for your time, Jonathan.
No worries at all, Ross. Pleasure to be on the show.
The market, quite clearly, and the market traders, they've got their own language. They talk to each other in vernacular. They're very loose with their language in many ways when they're having these conversations. So that's got to be taken into account. But but in this case, it really, the allegation from ASIC is that these guys knew what was taking place. They believed that the market, or they were fixing the market to try and make a greater premium for the bank. And in fact, they're claiming that it's pretty much not been hidden by the extent of the correspondence that's taken place.
I agree with Ross. It's been really fascinating. Look, there were a few waves of court documents, but I've found the last couple of days have been particularly interesting because you've been able to see the chats in some context. And what we saw from ANZ yesterday, or documents from ANZ yesterday, or from ASIC rather, about ANZ and Westpac today, were that it was a pretty much open secret. The banks kind of knew that... The banks knew that this BBSW rate was, to quote one guy, blatantly manipulated. I guess if there's any defense of the banks, I guess they all knew that this was the case, and none of them wanted to be steamrolled by the other. So they just rolled up their sleeves, and it just became open warfare, really. They all just did whatever they could to defend their trading position.
Just explain the role that Cole Roden played in this. He's a Westpac trader, but he's also complained to the Financial Markets Association about the practice.
Yes, he's a central figure in this, and I wouldn't necessarily pin him and say that he's a perpetrator. I think reading all the chats in context, he's certainly a central figure in this investigation and in the market. More generally, and that's been known for a while about how important and influential he's been. But yeah, look, there's plenty of instances where he has raised concerns. And if you take those transcripts at face value, he was warning the Markets Association, or at least telling them that there were some issues, there were some shenanigans or funny business going on. So I guess if that's true, then the Markets Associations and the regulators can't really claim that that they didn't. Know that anything might have been wrong with the BBSW. And that actually emerged in the ANZ documents the day before, where there was just a general acknowledgement that all is not well, and that regulators should have been made aware that that these markets were broken, effectively.
It was quite interesting, the email that he sent, that basically when he talked about the Australian Securities Exchange's plans to introduce a security to index the bank bill swap rate, that email was really quite illuminating in many ways. Just explain to people what that said.
Hopefully I get the context exactly right, but it was three or four of his senior Treasury executives, and it was about a new security that was going to be, I guess, traded on the futures exchange that would have been tied to the bank bill index. And he kind of was running through the pros and cons of the security. And he said, one is, yes, we will kind of, I think this is what he was saying, is we will own this market. Like, we'll be majorly influential because of our size. So we'll probably make a lot of money. But then he said, secondly, it's quite bad because it will be very much akin to libel. And I can't put words in his mouth, but I think what he's saying is it'll be open to manipulation. And if they seem to be throwing their weight around, it could be a very bad look. And I think he actually says, I could go to jail. And then he goes one step further. And says,
I think I got the quote in front of me, Jonathan. It goes, yeah. It says, A, BBSW gets recast to something akin to LIBOR, which is the London Interbank over-the-counter rate. And that was the rate that's similar to the bank bill swap rate that in London caused a massive scandal. So that was one. And then B said, I go to jail and that would be very bad. So it's interesting to see, you know, a bit of dark humour sitting out there. It really is now, in the context of this investigation, a very significant thing. We'll continue to follow that because it is a key. The banks are denying any culpability in any of this. ASIC has simply said to them they should plead guilty and get over it. As I say, the debate between the banks and ASIC will go on for some months yet. Jonathan Shapiro is covering it for the Australian Financial Review. And Jonathan, I appreciate your time on the program tonight.
My pleasure.